Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Greg Geary. Today I'm talking with Chuck Pettyjohn, Acting Director of Kansas FSA, about CFAP payments and more. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I certainly appreciate it. Look for the opportunity to speak with you.
Before we jump into the CFAP discussion this morning, I think one of the questions most of our members have is, what do you know about the nationwide social distance and limited staffing decisions? Is there a timeline to reopen the service centers or any limitations in hiring additional staff at this point?
Well, for right now, there is not a timeline. When the Biden administration came in, they took a look at the situation and basically closed the traffic to customers within our facilities. And then we went to a 25% staffing level. And that was through FPAC, so it would have encompassed NRCS, RMA, FSA, and then our pandemic commander and FPAC in the national office has spent a fair amount of time over in the White House and explained the situation in rural America and our service centers, how they're designed. And they did then offer, we're the only agency, or I should say department, it's not all department-wide, it's FPAC agency that was allowed to go to a 50% staffing level in the field. But we still are restricted from having customers come into the facility. So yeah, we're open for business, but customers still are not allowed. We have been told that they are working on a plan, a reopen plan. We don't have any idea the time frame, but we do know that they're looking at allowing customers back in. I'm sure it will be by appointment. They will have to wear a face covering when they come into the facility. And quite honestly, our employees, they're ready. But at the same time, there is still a concern out there. We do have some active COVID cases amongst staff still in a few of our facilities. But as a whole, things are much better than they were. And that's true pretty much nationwide for us. But I just don't have a timeline.
Moving on to, I guess, some of the news that came out last week about this latest round of CFAP. My understanding is if you're a producer who successfully signed up for either round one or two, you don't need to reapply.
That is correct. The applications that are on file will roll forward. So there's no need to reapply. We will activate those based on the information from the previous applications.
Are there producers out there who should apply if they haven't already, or if they applied and didn't receive a payment from one of the previous rounds?
Well, the only thing would be possibility of any late filed applications. They will be opening up next Monday to extend the CFAP 2. But yeah, if you were eligible for the payment previously, you're still, or I should say, we're not eligible. You're still not eligible. So it'd only be any new applicants that we did not see in the first two rounds that'd like to file an application. Well, you certainly could.
The best way to go about doing that, if you haven't signed up yet, is online the best way to go about that?
Yeah, you know, online or phone. All of our employees, just because the office is staffed at 25% level within the facility, all of our employees are teleworking. And so we have our normal staff on board. The thing that every office operates just a little bit different, but either email will work. We'll communicate there. A phone call, we have Jabber set up on our system. So somebody working from home, the call should be forwarded through to their laptop. They can answer your questions there. We'll scan. We've got box in one span that we can send stuff out for electronic signature. So we got various ways. Local offices kind of vary, but either phone or an email, and they'll get back with you.
And if someone is eligible but hasn't signed up yet, that application window opens up on Friday. Is that correct? Or next Monday, I'm sorry?
April 5, we open up, and we don't have a closing date as of yet. They said it would run for at least 60 days. So we anticipate, you know, we may have a few more changes of additional crops. We really don't know. I know they've been talking about some further changes. One example would be to hog producers. We do not have a rate determined, so we're still on hold with issuing payments to the swine producers at this point. So with that, you know, they said at least a 60-day window. And so it could be a little bit longer than that, but we'll just kind of have to wait. And I know that they've been talking about possibility of some payments to turf grass and pullets. So we're still waiting on more changes with what I'm going to say probably are some non-traditional crops for us that they're going to be adding. So producers need to stay tuned for those type of things. But we are just right now focusing on pushing the payments out on the commodities. We have the cattle numbers and the acres. We have hog numbers. So most of that information, we have it. We were just waiting on them to set the rates, and they've got that. So we'll start pushing payments. The software and everything will be there for us by this Friday. So we should be able to start pushing, and hopefully within 10 days, producers should start to see those hitting their bank accounts.
Really, in Kansas, some of those payments are really focused on the row crops and the cattle markets here. I guess there's additional rulemaking for some other programs that producers may be eligible for. Is that correct?
That is correct. And like I said, there's, you know, we don't know exactly what all's in the works for some of those other commodities. But for us, the bulk of it would be the cattle and the crops.
Changing gears just a little bit here, and this is not part of the CFAP program, but a separate USDA initiative. What can you tell us about the funding for socially disadvantaged producers? And do you have any idea of how many in Kansas may qualify under this designation? And what steps do they need to take for the loan forgiveness aspect?
Yeah, that's correct. That was part of the American Rescue Plan that was just recently passed by Congress, where that a socially disadvantaged producer will be forgiven their loan, direct and guaranteed loans with Farm Service Agency. And we know very little about that at this point. Under this SDA classification, it does not include gender. It includes race and ethnicity. And what we'll be doing is we will have a listing, and we are in the process right now communicating with our guaranteed lenders on the guaranteed loans. The producers will be notified from us once we get the provisions. All we know at this point, as of January 1, 2021, those that had outstanding debt with us will be forgiven at 120% of that outstanding amount. And the 20% therefore being for additional tax obligations for that. And as far as the number of producers, you know, I don't have a feel for that at this point. In Kansas, we're certainly not looking at as many as other parts of the United States. We are, the national office, as most things, new legislation, by the time that they have to kind of sift through it, get the policy, operating policies and procedure, interpretation of the law, you know, we're getting more and more every day on it as far as information. But right now it's kind of limited. We have a few talking points, but pretty limited information that we have that we're getting out of the national office at this point. But I do know they are diligently working on it to get us more as we move forward.
All right. Any final thoughts here before we go? I know it's been quite a year for FSA and pretty much any government agency trying to stand up some of these programs here. What has that been like?
You know, I tell you, for the biggest part, it's being with the agency for 35 years. It has been one of those hurdles that we hope we don't have to deal with again. But it's been quite remarkable on both sides of the counter, if you will. Producers have been very, very understanding. They've been very cooperative. I know that we went more to a virtual world and doing more with technology. That's forced change for us and producers. And for the biggest part, you know, the producers have been very understanding and very cooperative, and the field offices appreciate that cooperation. We have had a lot of ad hoc programs that we've rolled out here in the last year, and you know, both the staffs and the producers have adjusted very well given the circumstances. And we hope that things get more to a routine, but I don't know what routine is anymore. With that, just kind of thinking down the road, we know we'll still have to do a little bit more with the social distancing. So it's probably not going to be business as normal for a while. So we'll still need to work with customers. The big hurdle that we're going to be looking at next is our crop reporting. So as producers plant their crops, we ask them to not wait to get in the office, visit with the office. A lot of them are emailing out maps for producers to write on. So get with your local office and find out how they want to go about crop reporting and getting that behind us as well. So that'd be kind of our next big hurdle. The other thing we're still waiting on is CRP. We still have an ongoing CRP sign up. And in that, we don't have a final date. I know when the administration came in, they were taking a look at the CRP program and seeing if they could make some enhancements to it to increase participation in the program. And so we're still kind of waiting for some more details there with regards to some of those changes for a CRP sign up. So seems like it always plenty to do here at FSA.
That is Acting Kansas FSA Director Chuck Pettyjohn. Chuck, thanks for coming on the show today.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's it for this edition of Inside Ag. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. From Manhattan, I'm Greg Deering for Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. Inside Ag is made possible by Kansas Farm Bureau members in each of the state's 105 counties. To become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.